In this session, we are going to look at how companies are required to account for income tax. When companies make certain payments, such as annual interest, for example on debentures or loan stock, or patent royalties to individuals or certain overseas companies, they are required to deduct income tax at source. The tax deducted settles the income tax liability of the recipient, not of the company paying it. Tax is deducted at the following rates. On interest, at a rate of 20%. This is the savings rate of income tax, as interest is savings income. Royalties at 20%. This is the basic rate of tax, as royalties are earned income. Let us take a look at some illustrations. Let us say a company agrees to pay the following to individuals: interest on £1 million worth of 10% debentures and patent royalties of £50,000 per annum. This will be paid as follows. 80% of the interest will be paid to the recipient and 20% will be deducted at source and paid to the revenue. The recipient, therefore, has income net of a 20% tax credit. In this example, the total interest payable is £100,000, being £1 million at 10%, of which £80,000 will be paid to the recipient and £20,000 will be payable to the revenue. With regard to the patent royalties, 80% will be paid to the recipient and 20% must be withheld and paid to the revenue. Again, in this example, £40,000 is paid to the recipient and £10,000 is paid to the revenue. Companies do not suffer income tax on amounts received from other UK companies, and conversely, they do not withhold tax on payments to other UK companies. However, if companies receive patent royalties from individuals, they are deemed to have received the income net of 20% income tax. Interest and royalty payments by a UK company to an EU associate can be made gross. In the case of interest payments, an exemption certificate is required. The rules cover payments to EU companies or permanent establishments. The term associate for these purposes requires a 25% interest. If a company is deemed to have suffered income tax, it is claimed against its corporation tax liability. Let us now look at the system used to administer the income tax that should be paid over to HMRC. Companies must account for income tax on a quarterly basis, using a CT61 quarterly return, based on amounts paid and received in the particular quarter. The quarters are the same as the normal calendar quarters of the year, i.e. 31st of March, 30th of June, 30th of September, and the 31st of December. If a company's year-end is different from any of these, there will be 5 return periods. For example, let's take a company with a year-ended 31st of May. The return periods will be as follows. From the 1st of June to the 30th of June, i.e. from the start of the accounting period to the next normal quarter day. The next 3 quarters will run as normal to the 30th of September, 31st of December and 31st of March. The final quarter will run from the 1st of April to the end of the accounting period, 31st of May. The tax is due 14 days following the end of the return period. Let's look at a worked example. Buckingham Limited pays and receives the following amounts during the year ended 30th of June 2011. On the 1st of August 2010, it pays loan stock interest of £144,000 to Mr. Salisbury. On the 1st of November 2010, it receives patent royalties from Mr. Wells of £195,000. On the 30th of November 2010, it receives interest of £45,000 from an unconnected company. On the 1st of December 2010, it pays patent royalties to Mr. Bath of £39,000. On the 1st of February 2011, it paid another £144,000 of interest to Mr. Salisbury, and on the 1st of May 2011, it receives patent royalties from Mr. Wells of another £195,000. Press pause and jot this information down, as we'll be using it to work through this example. Let us now look at the quarterly accounting system. We need to make sure we adopt the right layout, which is similar to the form CT61, which is submitted with the payment to the revenue. The columns that we will use are as follows: tax withheld, tax suffered, the net amount, and the tax due or repayable to or from the revenue. Let us now go through quarter by quarter, starting with the company's first quarter to the 30th of September 2010. On the 1st of August 2010, the company is required to withhold tax when it pays the interest to Mr. Salisbury. The £144,000 actually paid is the net amount after 20% tax was deducted. The tax at 20 over 80 is therefore £36,000. Buckingham Limited will be required to pay this amount to the revenue by the 14th of October 2010, within 14 days of the end of the quarter, taking the quarter ended 31st of December 2010. On the 1st of November 2010, the company receives patent royalties of £195,000 from Mr. Wells. These will be received net of 20% tax. The tax suffered at 20 over 80 is therefore £48,750. On the 30th of November 2010, the company receives interest from another UK company. Interest paid between UK companies is paid gross, so no tax is suffered at source. On the 1st of December 2010, the company pays patent royalties of £39,000 to another individual, Mr. Bath. It must therefore account for income tax of 20/80 of the net amount of the revenue, i.e. £9,750. Buckingham is owed £48,750 by the revenue in this quarter, but is also required to pay £9,750. We net these off, so that Buckingham has effectively suffered income tax in the quarter of £39,000. The company can therefore claim this back from the revenue. However, any refund during the accounting period is restricted to the amount already paid so far in that accounting period. As the company has only paid £36,000 so far this year, it will only receive a refund of £36,000. The balance of £3,000 owed to the company is carried forward as a credit to the beginning of the next quarter. Taking the quarter ended 31st of March 2011. On the 1st of February 2011, the company again has to withhold £36,000 worth of tax on the interest it is paying to Mr. Salisbury, which is £144,000 at 20 over 80. However, the revenue still owe the company £3,000 from the previous quarter, which has thus far not been repaid. We can net this off, so that Buckingham Limited only has to pay £33,000 on the 14th of April 2011. For the quarter ending 30th of June 2011, Buckingham Limited received another patent royalty from Mr. Wells. The £195,000 received is net of 20% tax, so the income tax suffered on this receipt is £48,750. Again, Buckingham is due a refund, but the revenue will restrict the refund to the tax paid so far in the accounting period. This is £33,000, leaving £15,750 still owed to Buckingham at the end of its accounting period. Where a company has suffered income tax on its income and that tax has not been refunded to it within the quarterly accounting system, the excess will be credited against its corporation tax liability when it submits its CT600. To finish, let us look at a multiple choice question. Look carefully at the facts on the screen and decide which you think is the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Make your choice and then select continue. Let us look at the solution. First of all, taking the income tax withheld. On the 1st of January and the 1st of July, the company will pay interest on its 2 million debentures at 10%, which amounts to £100,000 on each date. Of the interest payments, 75% will be payable to individual debenture holders, and therefore income tax must be deducted in respect of 3/4 of the interest payable. So the total amount of interest on which they must account for tax is £150,000. So the tax they must withhold is therefore £30,000. The tax suffered is nil, because the patent royalties are received from another UK company. So no tax will have been deducted at source, and therefore the net tax withheld in the year is £30,000. That is answer B. For each CT61 quarter, the tax withheld from payments made net, i.e. tax to be paid over to HMRC, is compared with the tax suffered on receipts received net, i.e. tax which can be reclaimed from HMRC. If the tax withheld exceeds the tax suffered, the net amount is the amount of tax the company must pay over to HMRC for that quarter. If the tax suffered by the company exceeds the tax withheld, a refund of tax is required from HMRC for that quarter. However, HMRC will not repay more than the amount of tax that the company has already paid over so far in the accounting period. Any excess tax suffered is carried forward to a later quarter and deducted from the next payment due. If, by the end of the accounting period, the full amount of tax suffered has not been repaid, it is deducted from the company's corporation tax liability. If the income tax suffered exceeds the corporation tax liability for the period, any balance will be repaid by HMRC. A consultation document was published by HMRC on the 5th of March 2010 with regard to possible changes to the deduction at source system. The document outlines various proposed administrative changes to the CT61 system, including online filing and annual reporting. Comments were to be submitted by the 28th of May 2010. That concludes this session on accounting for income tax.